Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so yeah. There's a lot of that stuff.
How was he?
Were you laughing because you were thinking about one of them wanking?
No, I definitely wasn't. You were thinking that.
Why did you laugh?
Because
she's
like,
got a creepy laugh.
Yeah. Wait, it was the wrong laugh. Yeah. I selected the wrong laugh.
I've cycled through the laughs. Yeah. And now he's really regretting picking that one.
Welcome to Dirty Laundry with Jamie D'Souza and Mark Bittlestone.
Hello.
Jamie and I are comedians, housemates and friends.
Every show, we go through what we've done to annoy each other that week and get a guest on to mediate.
And referee.
And generally take Mark's side, but that's not the point.
Put the washing machine on, it's time for some dirty laundry. How are you doing, Jamie?
I'm good. This is the first one. I don't know if this is interesting to listeners, but it's the first one we've recorded back in the house since July.
Yeah, we've been all over the place.
Well, you two have.
Yeah.
We got back from Edinburgh end of August, and we've still not been able to record because you two have been off gallivanting around the globe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Us two being me as well.
Oh, sorry.
We've not done that yet.
Yeah, we're not introduced.
You did that last time, you didn't introduce the
We're not introduced Alfie, but you're a part of the furniture, Alfie. People know you're here. Mm.
Hi,
and
Alfie.
What does furniture do?
Can I introduce myself? Is that what we're doing now?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Unlike furniture, you keep talking now, Jamie. But we actually thought, so today we don't have a guest because it's been so long since the Dirty Laundry gang have been around. We thought we'd do a little catch up.
The filthy crew, if you will. Mm.
So Alfie is technically our guest and producer this week.
Yeah, shout out.
Shout out to me again.
Which means he's going to have even more airtime.
Alfie also, me and Jamie have been thinking about the Patreon levels as and when we decide to monetize this great behemoth that we've created. And you're familiar with sort of Patreon levels as a concept. So we've come up with...
I'm not liking where this is going, by the way.
We've come up with... What was the first
one? £3, or the lowest, let's say the lowest tier is...
Was neighborhood...
No, it was Village Voyeur.
Village Voyeur.
So then the second one, second tier, mid tier would be regional wrongen, but regional spelt WR.
Of course.
And then the third one is, of course, named after you, Intergalactic Pervert.
No. The third one's National Nonce.
Oh, National Nonce. Oh, that one's also named after you, too.
The fourth one's different. The fourth one's like £100. It's Intergalactic Pervert. Yeah,
Intergalactic Pervert. I mean, Pervert and Nonce are two different things.
I know, but that's what's so impressive that you encompass both.
I think the Nonces look up to me, but I don't. I think they're barking up the wrong tree. I'm quite interested in the Patreon thing because, like, if people want to pay, I will wear certain hats and t-shirts.
Yeah,
Intergalactic Perv merch.
I think Intergalactic Perv merch is the way forward.
Basically, I think if people pay for the Intergalactic Perv tier, which I think is £20 a month, they get to dress you however they want. Every episode.
They have a budget of £10. That's actually so good. Just Alfie in like handcuffs and a gimp mask. Just like.
Can we check the levels of the mic, please? I mean, I'm up for it.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah, I think that is really fun.
Yeah,
we should also say, God, I feel like almost every episode because we started recording in June, right, and this room just gets warm. I feel like almost every episode I've just been sweating. I think I've worn like
People probably like that, though.
Well, I think I've worn a vest pretty much every episode.
Yeah, you have.
And your linen shorts.
And your tank tops. Yeah,
I've got quite a lot of comments on my vest collection. Yeah.
Okay, so obviously you guys are, sorry.
You gays.
Yeah. God, why did I say gays? I meant to say guys, sorry.
Why would you say that on this podcast? It's like it's the only thing we talk about.
It's the second worst bowel I could have done. But
I want to do one of those word maps that shows the frequency.
Oh, I can make those.
You can make those.
Okay, I'll make one of those.
That would be really good.
Yeah, you just do a TTS. Anyway, we don't know that.
No, I think.
But anyway, what I was going to say is, so Alfie's been on holiday, Mark's been on holiday. So let's get your holiday stories. I think let's start with Alfie, as he's our guest. So why did you go?
Why me first?
Because you're the guest.
You're the guest.
Well, first of all, it's been nice.
All right, that's enough from Alfie. Mark, how was your holiday?
No, it's been nice. It's nice. What was interesting was, obviously, we were all away and stuff. Yay. And... what was nice is when I was editing the podcast when I was away, really interesting.
Kind of
obviously, you guys went to Vauxhall Studios.
Yeah.
And what I found really interesting was when So the first, the Devon one, I edited on a, this is going to sound really pretentious now, isn't it? On a bus from Portimão, Portugal, all the way to Seville.
Alfie, it speaks volumes about you that your view, this is going to sound so pretentious.
On a bus.
I was on a bus.
It's got, had, I don't want to show off, but it had an engine and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, blimey.
sorry.
You've definitely been in London.
Yeah, I know. But okay, so you're...
I edited that episode on a bus going to Seville. And what was really interesting was you guys were like still talking to me on the recording.
Yeah.
I wasn't there. It's kind of like... I'm much more... When it comes... It's like people praying to God, except for I actually answered your prayers when I you edited out bits.
You felt much like less a deity.
Exactly. Yeah. Felt much less alone on the bus.
Yeah, it felt very nice, actually.
That's nice. Did you tell everyone, were you like giggling on the bus?
Oh, actually, I'd tell a lie because that Damon one I was in, wouldn't I?
Oh, yeah.
That was the other ones, the Pete Nash and the Pete Alfie. Nosh.
Pete Nosh. Did you giggle at all?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
That was a no.
Yeah, no, it was just interesting just doing it on a bus. It was quite nice.
So where did you get you? So you started off in Madrid?
Started off Portimão, Portugal, and then moved east through Seville, Malaga, Granada, and then up to Madrid, then Bilbao.
Fantastic. Oh, Bilbao's great, isn't
it? Bilbao's beautiful, yeah.
Really. Did you go to the Guggenheim?
Buses the whole way? Or?
Buses, trains, and planes. Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Nice.
Did you go to the Guggenheim?
The Guggenheim's very... Yeah, the building's more impressive than the actual what's inside.
I agree.
The inside is just full of cunts.
Right.
They're not part of the exhibit, to be fair.
That'd be good. I'd go to a museum that had that as an exhibition.
Yeah. Part of me. And there was, interestingly enough...
It was just a mirror.
Yeah, oh, that actually would be good.
What did you say?
It was quite clever, actually, Alfie. It was like...
So clever. Don't know if
you would have, Jamie, you would have gone to Chessington Zoo when you were younger.
Chessington
World of Adventures.
The zoo within.
That's near my part of the world as well.
Okay. Yeah. So you probably went there.
Yeah, loads, mate. Yeah.
Well,
loads.
At least three times.
In our in the 90s and 2000s, there was a part of it when you went round and it said, it was like a door and it said, open this up to see the most dangerous animal in the world.
There was a lion.
No, it's you.
Real lion. Yeah, obviously it was a mirror.
It was
I didn't actually think it was a lion.
It's a sex predator.
That client's thinking.
Jimmy Savile.
It was a mural of Alfie. My part of the world growing up. Yeah, we know.
You should
was.
Make that a reel.
No, it was a mirror, wasn't it? I thought that was the whole joke.
Yes, it was a mirror. I was just doing a joke.
Anyway, that's what I said when you said an exhibit called Full of Cunts. It's just a wall-long mirror and some of the tourists.
Yeah, that's very true.
But you're right. What would be so much better than a mirror? A life-size cutout of Alfie.
To be fair, it was full of French people, so I came across very well in there.
Yeah,
okay.
No offence to French people, but of all the European
I think we can
cultures,
give...
they're the one of the worst, I think.
Right. But no offence.
How does prefacing that with no offence in any way take this
sting? Because as long as you say no offence, it's fine.
That's true.
It's fine. What are you basing that on out of interest?
Just the fact they're all fucking No. They're just a bit annoying. They're not as attractive as other people around Europe. No offence.
I've just been in France and I'd say, I mean, certainly they're more attractive than English people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sorry. I just want to clarify compared to... we're going off the deep end straight away.
I think the problem is English and French people are just both cunts.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's where there's a rivalry.
Yeah,
that's fair, isn't it?
Yeah, for who's the bigger C word? Because we've got to stop saying cunt at some point.
Oh, really?
I might put a few beeps in just to add a bit. But yeah, anyway, Guggenheim's lovely. The architecture in Bilbao is great. But across the whole Europe, so Seville and all that, Andalusian area, just
beautiful.
Yeah,
it's beautiful, and the people are amazingly beautiful. I mean, I don't want to get again pretentious, but there is an overwhelming seer clunge.
Unprecedented fanny. Yeah. Oh my god!
We started this
podcast. This is why you're the intergalactic.
We started this podcast as the woke answer to have a word.
we're worse than anything. Yeah. They would listen to this and be like, "You guys are disgusting, mate.
You guys are disgusting.
See a clunge,
But no, I jest, of course. But it is they are
absolutely
really
fine. Then,
so what part of that was the jest?
The word usage, but you know, the people are the people. But you've seen Game of Thrones, right? You've seen Game of Thrones. You know that where they they go to Dawn. Called Dawn. Basically, that is set in Seville, essentially, in that whole area. You know, the whole thing of, the Dawn women are the most beautiful women on Earth. That's true. I think Martin just went there. George R. R. Martin went there and he just basically went, yep, this will do.
Incelly. You've gone from talking about clunge to, was it Lord of the Rings or whatever?
I've got a bit for everything, mate.
I mean, there's certainly something about, the impact of the sun and the sea.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Mediterranean impact as well. There's no doubt about it.
With any holiday, the best bits are not the bits where you actually saw the Guggenheim or saw the Eiffel Tower. It's when you get into scrapes. You must have got into a scrape.
Well, I'll travel on my own, so I sort of tend to avoid a bit of dodgy business.
Do we stay in hostels?
No, I'm too old for that. I stay in hotels. Cheaper ones. To be fair, around Europe, cheap is nice.
Cheap is good. Yeah. And also, you want to be close to the ground in terms of, then you're getting much more of an insight into the culture.
Yeah, exactly. I walk around, I like to observe.
Yeah, we know you do.
Yeah, so you basically just went perving on everyone.
Yeah.
That is what you did.
People watching in cafes is great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just great. I just like being around. I love being in the heat. I love being in the sun. This isn't hot. It's 43 degrees in Seville.
That's too much.
People say that, but you kind of just get used to it. And plus the infrastructure's there. Mm. We don't have the infrastructure here to deal with any sort of extremity, do we?
Not with your extremity.
Yeah. Check out this extremity.
So did you not get chatting to any locals?
Yeah, I did every now and then. My Spanish is very limited, so I just basically walk
Fudged
around
your way through.
Just throw some French out there, see what they say.
Oh yeah.
And there was one time I went to where was I? In Granada? No, in Bilbao. I actually ended up in this rock bar. Because in Bilbao, basically all the sort of eateries and stuff are basically like sort of delicatessons that sell beer, and it gets a bit fucking much. You just want to go somewhere and get dirty drunk,
Sure.
And did you?
Yeah, this is a rock bar. This is local called Jorge.
Jorge, big up Jorge.
Jorge,
shout out if you're listening.
Shout out Jorge, yeah. And also, then this British couple came in, and they did their best to order in Spanish as well, and I was like, they're English.
You go, sure. Dos cerveza, please.
Yeah. Basically, I was like, I think you'll find it's in that area is actually cerveza because cerveza. They pronounce it differently. But not everyone. I actually know Ignacio. Bilbao is not in Andalusia. Cut this out.
Ignacio Lopez, great comedian, shout out, does a really fun bit about British ordering in Spain where they'll say, they'll go like two grande beers, and he's like, why are you sign languaging the only thing you've actually translated?
Yeah.
Because you've got to make sure, that's why. That is true, I did that. Grande.
Grande,
really? So the beers weren't big enough for you?
No, it's too, no, because they otherwise...
Oh, they just give you little bottles or something.
It's little ones, it's like a...
Because you sometimes just want a pint and then to fuck off, don't you?
20cl serving.
Honestly, I know we said English people are cunts. Well, let's extend it to British people, to be fair.
Yeah.
But I think when you go abroad to another pub, you realise that British pubs are actually the best.
Irish pubs. Especially if you're traveling
alone.
I've
never been to Ireland before.
Because if you're traveling alone,
but an Irish pub is everywhere.
No, but Irish pubs, lots of Irish pubs in Europe are still they're not bar service.
Cafes.
You have to pay a bill at the end and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, whenever I've traveled around, I've traveled done a lot of Europe in the last couple of years. Always, if you're traveling your own, it's not ideal to go and sit outside restaurants and bars because it's a social thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you want to go just speak to randoms, you go to an Irish pub.
Irish pub, yeah.
You have a lot more fun. Or rock pub is what I did.
So you and Jorge had a big night out?
Big night, and plus with the English couple.
Okay, is this for
shout out to... Sarah and John.
Sarah and John. Where were they from?
They're from Manchester.
Manchester.
Nice. They were lovely, and they were... Yeah, there was a lot of shots going on. But I was very mature. I was very mature because they ordered Jager bombs and I said, sin caffeina. No caffeine for me. No Red Bull.
Yeah, it's the Red Bull that actually fucks you the next day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Jägermeister's actually just nice on its own.
Yeah, it's good. Classic. Yeah. So it was good. I didn't really go up to... I didn't really do much fun stuff. I just sort of... I just took it all in.
Sure.
Did you do any reflection about what you can do to improve as a person?
Yeah, actually, you do come back stronger as a person. It's nice to get out of London, just to get out of the noise and just sort of reflect on always, you know, it's like when you're always writing material in your head.
Mm.
And actually I come back, I think a better comic. We'll find out when my next gig comes out though.
Mm.
Yeah, nice.
Exciting. You
know, I did try and write a lot about like, there's so many nice women abroad, but it just sounds awful. It just sounds...
Yeah, hard to get that over the line.
It's, yeah, but it is, honestly, there's so many beautiful people. Voice it's so well. Constant. And there must be couples that have so many arguments overlooking.
Oh, yeah. Holidays are just... Oh, overlooking. I just feel like holidays are just generally a time where you argue with your partner.
Yeah.
Because it's cabin fever. I went on holiday on my own, to be fair, a few years ago. It's lovely. But it's great. Staying in hostels, so I made lots of, like... Every night I was like with a group of like people.
That is cool to do that.
Which is fun. But yeah, you're right. Maybe I'm too old to do that now.
I don't know. I think you're about the right age. I just like to go and relax and be on my own and stuff. With hostels, it'd be fine if you were staying at a hostel and everyone was like, right, 11 o'clock, we're all going to bed now and everyone's going to be fucking quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's but always some fucker. You know. At 5 a.m.
I stayed at one place in Granada and there was people, young people in the halls at like 2 o'clock and I was like, stop making noise!
Yeah. Oh, you told them off?
No, but they were just being a bit Spanish, to be fair.
Okay, I like that you're moving sort of, let's try and offend every nation we can. But what do you think about the Portuguese people?
Portuguese, I was having a conversation with someone actually, in terms we'll of, clip sort of this and send it to stereotypes. Germany, yeah. You know how we talk about European stereotypes, like Germans and Spanish and French like that. Portuguese don't really have a stereotype if you think about it.
Yeah, that's fair. They've sort of stayed on the periphery, haven't they?
Yeah, they're really, although the locals weren't that friendly in Portimão, but I think, I can't work it, but they're not friendly or just they just keep themselves in the south.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I always had this thing, I just want to say hello to everyone. Hello. Yeah. Hey. Hola.
Yeah.
Hola. Hey. And they're like, who the fuck is this guy? Yeah, and sure. I'd be the same. If I was walking down the road here, someone's like, hello, mate.
Well,
like,
they probably would say hola down here.
Yeah, Portuguese.
Oh, yeah, we're in Little Portugal. Well, or are we? We don't want to give away the address.
Yeah, we've actually really got to be careful of that, particularly because, you know, what you cart around saying on the circuit.
Would you say, that joke about...
I do a joke about
stuff. Your housemate.
Someone called Tom has anonymous sex.
Jamie, yeah.
I've seen that joke. It's a good joke, though. It's a great joke. The one with the...
ball gag in
the mouth. All fours.
Yeah. This is not going to make any sense to the listener, but it's hard to explain.
I'm telling the joke backwards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Shorn of all comic timing, but yeah.
Why is that bad?
Well, we don't want, you know, people putting... two together if they're getting my address and...
Sorry, you know. So Jamie's saying he lives with an absolute slag of a housemate. I go, but there must be Mark Bittleston.
Well, it's Tom, isn't it?
Yeah, I say someone... Yeah, I'm actually throwing it... But hang on, let's explain this. I feel like we've not explained this well. I do a joke about how my housemate, Tom, could be Mark, could be Carla, we don't know which one it is, or could be Betty, could be Betty the dog, has this thing called anonymous sex, which, to be fair, you've not done in a while.
No,
I started doing a bit.
I don't think I have since you've actually
lived
it. Oh,
leaving the window open.
Not the window, the door.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. You're like,
holy shit.
But my issue with it is that I'm not sure how specific he's being with directions. And there's no locks on our bedroom doors.
Right.
And when I sleep, it's on all fours with a ball gag in my mouth. So
yeah.
I thought I'd just do the joke.
No,
decide to keep it in if you want.
Yeah.
Might be a quicker way to explain.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, if anyone's putting the house at jeopardy, it's probably you, Mark, isn't it? With your open door policy.
Well, not important, but not done that in well, relatively important. Haven't done that, actually.
How does, like, you just leave the door open and hope that a homosexual man walks in?
No, you organise it.
Say.
I've been like, robbed 10 times this week, yeah, but exactly. I feel like this is the time.
Dirty Laundry.
Alfie, thanks for telling us about your holiday. Mark, how was your holiday?
Yeah, fantastic, thanks. It was a three-parter. So I went to Sweden for my cousin Sam's wedding. Shout out Sam, marrying a wonderful woman called Melissa. That was great. We're in Stockholm. Really cool. I was sharing a room with my brother Matt, which is actually a feature of all three parts of the trip, and love him to bits. Wow. But you know, I'm 30 now. It's a bit like, you know, and we've just got to stop sharing a twin room.
Yeah. Did you share a room as a kid?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So there's a lot of that sort of.
How was he?
Were you laughing because you were thinking about one of them wanking?
No, I definitely wasn't. You were thinking that.
Why did you laugh?
Because it's like got a creepy laugh. Yeah.
Wait, it was the wrong laugh. Yeah. I selected the wrong laugh.
Harvey cycled through the laughs. Yeah. Yeah. And now he's really regretting picking that one.
No, it's just, it's quite sweet, isn't it? It's the fact that you did it as kids and now you're still doing it. Also, I have siblings, so I just couldn't think of anything worse.
Yeah, well, you grew up with your sister, famously. So that element was a bit, I mean, for, you know, I went out shagging on the Saturday night in Stockholm after the wedding.
So guys, like, already, like, bringing someone back is like living with your parents is seen as a taboo. Yeah. It was like, I share a room with my brother.
So we're just going to be really quiet. What if you think your situation was bad, they might go in the wrong door. What are they going to do when they've got two people to choose from who look really similar?
What would you do if you brought someone back and they saw both beds and was like, I actually might stay with Matty?
Might shag him. I mean, I'd be cool with it. I think that'd be jokes. So Sweden was great. Got married in this really cool old ammunition factory in like the outskirts.
Oh, wow. It
must have been the bomb.
Really good stuff. Nice. Good stuff, good stuff.
Or you could have said it was banging or, you know.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Should we say a few and then I'll say go back?
Yeah, the best. Any others?
No.
It was an explosive event.
Yeah, explosive event. Very good.
I feel like I've got to do one.
Good. Come on, Jamie. Don't let the side down now.
I want to shoot myself
hip,
with
Jamie.
A gun.
Shoot from the hip. Come on.
No. Really, really good. I thought I had been, that I hadn't got too drunk, that I'd been quite...
I can already know that. That's not true.
Self-restrained. And then the next day I was speaking to my cousin's daughter. I don't know if that's my niece or great niece, whatever. But she was saying at one stage, apparently I was lying on the floor doing some sort, like a fake worm, some sort of cross between a worm and a starfish.
Wow. Oh God.
Yeah. And then at another point, apparently I was dancing. But like, you know, when you see someone dancing and like, their face is, their brain is gone.
I've seen you in that
state. Yeah, exactly. I'm sure you have. I was just dancing.
When Mark's drunk, he's like his brain is literally turning to liquid. He's
yeah,
just like,
exactly. So then I went to Nice.
Nice.
On the Monday. Very good.
I was there last year. It is nice there.
It is nice.
Again, beautiful people there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Is that
people.
Where you went out shagging?
No, that was in Stockholm on the Saturday night.
On the wedding night?
Yeah.
What, you dipped from the wedding to
no,
shag?
No, no, no.
Everyone went to bed.
Yeah,
they?
Exactly. We all got back to, we got this bus back from the factory.
For a bit pretentious.
Yeah, very good. And I
did it have an engine?
Yeah. I edited Damon's podcast episode. Absolutely hammered it for it. People then dipped, went to bed. But I always have a second wind when I can sniff a shag.
Mm. See,
how far can you sniff a shag? Are we talking miles? Oh. Or was it like 10 feet?
Sniff a shag is a horrible phrase.
Yeah.
I can smell cock in the air.
The problem is we've now
ended a couple of reels on Alfie doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
So now he's really
that's my normal voice.
Yeah. Now he knows that if he says that, that's, we should put that in the wrong context.
Yeah.
It's just Alfie saying at the end of a normal conversation,
I can smell a cock in the air.
Is it like Gladiator, you know, when he's going through the fields and he sort of picks up the dust and sort of smells
he's it. Not picking up dust, he's picking up wheat, but anyway.
Oh, what would be the equivalent with you then?
what's
in here? A brother.
If there's cum around, it would be slightly more noticeable that there was cock in the air than the smell.
Dirty Laundry.
What I'm saying is, often after straight heavy events, I have to balance things
let loose.
Out. Yeah.
That's interesting though. So you feel like you just need to let loose and be yourself. I think that's perfectly healthy. And
yeah, long story short, yeah. I like to, I've got a trend actually because I've been to so many weddings and stuff this year, then sort of going out on the shag, as it were.
Sniffing cock.
sniffing pot.
A radius of 0.75.
So did you were you successful in your pursuits?
What do you think, mate?
No.
Well, actually, you're in Sweden, right? So I imagine the guys are really hot there.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of them think I'm Swedish as well, because I've got sort of blonde,
you've got that Nordic situation. Aryan race thing going on.
Yeah, if you will.
So, okay, so you got with a Swedish lad. What was he called? Well, don't
two,
want to say
actually.
Two at the same time?
No, one after t'other.
Yeah. I don't know how you got the stamina for that.
Yeah, well, there you go, mate.
So virile.
I've heard you shagging at 5 a.m.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I have. I've told you, there's two times I've heard you shagging.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine, but one was on
the landing. No, it's not fine.
It is fine.
Sorry, we weren't on the landing. Mark was on the landing. Yeah.
Me and Ruby come out. Ruby's just going for it on landing. I tell you what, one of the genuinely funniest ever things that happened in this house was when Jamie came upstairs to get Betty out of her crate or put her in her crate.
Yeah, one of the two.
One of the two. And basically, my dog Betty, who's here on the sofa being stroked somewhat suggestively by Alfie, she lives in a crate. She sleeps in a crate just outside my room. Just as Jamie knelt down right outside my door to pick her up and put her in a crate, I opened the door completely stark, bollock naked.
So his cock was inches away?
Literally inches away.
From my mouth.
And he loved it. That's why he was there in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. I've been there for like an hour, actually.
Yeah,
oh, Mark,
out.
I'm stuck.
Yeah. Dung out, nostrils fed. Yeah.
Douched.
Facing the wrong way.
Yeah, yeah. I douched my mouth. Yeah. Brushed my teeth, I guess.
Washed your mouth out with soap.
Why don't we talk about Nice?
Yeah.
You're in Nice.
So then I was in Nice with my oldest brother, Simon. Shout out her. That was really nice, really relaxing sort of swimming pool situation, just very chilled.
Okay.
And then you went to Marseille, weren't you?
Yes. And well, so we were staying near Saint-Paul-de-Vence, which is the cool kind of hillside town where a lot of kind of in the past, particularly 70s, 80s, rock stars like to hang out. So James Baldwin, the sort of American philosopher, essayist, hung out there. Apparently, Elton John and Kevin Spacey were seen wandering around there a couple of days before.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a bit young for him, isn't he?
Yeah. Very good.
He's a bit old, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then we went to Marseille to watch England play rugby against Argentina.
Did you go to the stadium?
Yeah, I went to the game.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it was bloody great.
Nice.
England, much maligned recently, but put in a great performance, beat Argentina quite considerably, having gone a man down after 3 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes early, wasn't it?
And I was bang up for it. Me and Spence were sat together and my uncle and Matt sat on the other side of the stadium. And according to my uncle, Ron, everyone around him and Matt hated Matt. Matt was just so... But I heard this all secondhand. But anyway, Matt was apparently calling the ref a cunt. Yeah. And then some Scottish people like behind us said, mate, you can't use that word. There's women and children around.
Women and children.
Matt was like, what do you think women have never heard the word cunt before? They're the ones who have bloody got one.
Everyone's very dated, isn't it? There's women and children around.
Well, the children thing kind of makes sense.
Yeah, that
I mean,
defense,
I don't care about swearing.
Which is interesting because children are cunts as well.
That's
well,
true.
Quite.
And
that defense, even if it's... That's always going to get... That got my hackles up once in it. I was in a curry house after a rugby match as well, really drunk. We were all being a bit louty.
Mm.
But this guy who was like wearing a school tracksuit top, it was obviously some knob who worked at one of the private schools nearby.
Yeah. Whatever,
probably my private school nearby.
Yeah, yeah.
came over and was like, sorry, guys, my girlfriend's here and so I really appreciated it. And I was like, mate, you can fuck off.
Yeah.
I don't
give
a shit about your
outdated
misogyny.
I've never met a woman who like you would swear in front of and she'd be like, oh.
Yes, literally.
I find it fascinating. I mean, there's a time and place for swearing, but...
and talking to a woman, is that one of those situations?
No, but like, it's just people that get annoyed by swearing, I just think it's God, you walk past someone who's homeless every day and yet you're annoyed by swearing.
Like, yes.
Mm. You should be annoyed at homeless people. Yeah, yeah, I agree.
That's the real enemy.
Because they swear a lot.
Okay, sometimes I kick them in the face, call them cunts. You know, no, but it's funny.
That's real number two, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny how people just get annoyed by that. But
Yeah. I am. Exactly. I was on a train once and there were these two. It's always posh people. I don't know why they got such a hang up about swearing. Mm. But maybe like one was 17 and one was 19. They were like brothers. And the 17-year-old was drunk and he kept like swearing but saying like bitch and stuff, and then the older brother would go, Jonathan, please stop, and then he'd go, I'm so sorry everyone, I'm so sorry, please stop, like there's children, and he's like women and children aboard. And then this is like during COVID, he then put the little one put his mask on and he was like, oh mate, why does this mask stink of pussy? And I just lost it. And he was going, Jonathan, no, you can't say that. But it was Jonathan's mask, sorry. No, yes. No, it wasn't. It was his older brother's mask that he gave.
It was his mum's.
Sorry,
pussy.
I didn't explain that.
What?
No. But I think it was his brother's girlfriend's. His brother. Well, no,
I love
it. It wouldn't
that.
Have been anyone's pussy. And he stopped saying pussy.
Dirty Laundry. If you're enjoying our podcast, please like, share, subscribe, and leave us a review.
And tell all of your friends how much you're enjoying it.
Just like Jamie's enjoying saying this.
Thank you very much.
Let's get Ketty.
So yeah. You did all trains. I'm fascinated by this.
Yeah, so train from suburban Marseille into Marseille, Marseille to Paris, Paris Eurostar.
Right, okay.
And then, of course, ended it up on the Victoria line to Walthamstow where we live.
To Walthamstow where we live, yeah, very good.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Okay, now, is anyone ask what I've been up to?
Anyway, yeah, thanks. Hey, guys, thanks for recording today. See you later.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been
on a few travels
well,
yourself.
Well, you've been in Edinburgh, but you've discussed Edinburgh.
No, since I've been to Brighton.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been to Leeds and I've been to Huddersfield. Well, the interesting thing happened.
Uddersfield, mate.
Uddersfield. I died on my ass in Uddersfield. Let me tell you that.
You gigged.
Yeah. Leeds was nice. Brighton was great.
Tell us about the one you died in your ass, please.
Well, no, what I was going to say, Brighton, there was basically, I had a gig on Friday and Saturday, but I thought, I'll go with Ruby. We'll make a day of it. I'll go one day extra early.
Rosie, yeah.
Yeah. So I had to book, I had to book the hotel. And obviously, I know this story just says how cheap I am. But when we got to this hotel that I booked...
In Brighton. Media.
We went a day early.
That's right.
Which is, if you're listening, obviously.
Sorry.
But,
literally just...
Zoned out.
Yeah. But as we got into the hotel, there was already a man sleeping in our room.
What do you mean?
So they...
How could I explain... Sorry, between the two of you, you're asking such a stupid question.
No, I think to be fair, Alfie's thinking in his head that it's a hostel room, but this is a double room that there should have
hotel,
been no one in.
A hotel room, exactly. Hotel room. So
there was a man sleeping in there.
They had double booked it or fucked up.
No, what had happened is there was a code on the door, and I was in room 7, and the code was 1007.
Right.
So I'm sure you can extrapolate and work out what the code is for room 8 and room 9. Clever. So one guy had just broken into our room and was sleeping there.
And you said you and Ruby just snuck in alongside him.
Luckily,
did he have long?
We spooned.
Did he have long blonde hair and he was eating porridge?
Goldilocks.
Thank you. Took too long. We'll get rid of that.
But it's because you said he as well. Goldilocks as a girl.
Yeah, but you know, really. So hang on. So what did you? I heard a story the other day where someone walked in the double bedroom. No, I heard a story.
You can't ruin his story with a bizarre, weird Goldilocks.
You've both been like, then I went here, then I went there. I've actually come up with a story and you've been like,
right, okay, I want to get to put. I heard a story the other week where someone said that they did that, their dad went in the room and someone was masturbating. No, someone
was
like,
that was you masturbating.
Oh, yeah, that was me. Yeah.
That was obviously you.
I booked a hotel room and I went in there. I started masturbating. Yeah. That's right. No, they went in, they booked in, the guy was naked in the room. So it's kind of similar.
All right, but it's better. Right.
So what did you do?
How did you resolve it?
Luckily, the guy was very amicable. But this is the thing that. And he just left. But I think he was in a single room and he thought, well, I've worked out the code. I'm just going to go around and try and stay. But what was really weird is he said he'd just been sleeping in there. He was lying on top of the bed, so the towels were still folded.
Hmm.
And like he hadn't gone underneath the covers.
Maybe he thought he was going to get thrown out at some point.
Yeah. But it was a bit unnerving.
Might be running away from his family.
If the code's that easy to break.
Yeah, well, it's hotel number 75, if anyone wants to break in and steal loads of stuff.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair play.
Dirty Laundry.
Right, shall we get on to our gripes?
Let's do it. Let's do
Alfie,
it.
Alfie, who do you want to go first?
I think Mark is more bubbling, raring to go.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So
Jamie's puts. Actually, it sounds like actual prep.
Jamie was doing prep.
Yeah, yeah.
Which angered Mark more.
No, that didn't anger him.
Okay, shall I do I'll do my gripe.
I think Jamie wants to go.
Let's do it.
Okay,
do it.
So we have been posting reels on Instagram, and Mark has, you know, given me the job of replying to comments, which helps drive engagement. Right, which is fair enough. You know, that's a good job for me to do. But can I should I just read out some of the comments we've been getting, right? You are a cute, delicious armful, Mark. How is Mark so cute?
Oh, I saw that one the other day.
You look great in that muscle vest, Mark. Looking hot in that tank top. Doesn't say who. And then my favourite from M_Travis2. I would bend over for you. So I just replied, thanks, because he didn't actually specify. Yeah. That's got 11 likes, that comment. Him saying, I would bend over for you. It's endorsed by 11 people.
Oh, my God.
But I just feel like it's hard for me to drive engagement when it's like...
I think it's really funny for you.
It's like someone trying to ask out someone's daughter and then the dad coming on the date and me replying.
That is so funny.
And this is just a selection of the comments.
Sure.
So do you reply to all of them?
The only one I replied for is...
Are they meant to know it's you replying, or is it meant to be you?
No, they can see it's me replying.
Right. You're not doing it through Mark.
At first, it was the first two we got was, I would bend over for you and looking hot in that tank top, which they're both not named Mark. So I replied to both of them being like, haha, thank you. And now they've all put Mark at the end. So like, you look great in that muscle vest, Mark. You are quite a delicious armful, Mark. It's like, so they've like, it's like a game we're playing. So I don't know how to...
It's good. Get stuck in. But how is this a gripe?
Because how am I...
The gripe is that I should be replying.
This is obviously an impossible job for me to reply to them.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's really fun.
I think that's really funny if you're replying to them.
Yeah, fair.
Is it more the gripe that no one's actually aimed any compliments towards you?
Yes, that was the other thing I was going to say. Mm. I would love it if someone wrote an overtly sexual comment about my appearance, maybe. It would be nice.
Get tanked up on me. There we go, yeah.
There we go.
Get the gun show out.
Yeah. Get it out there, particularly in this weather.
So that's my gripe. Do you think that's fair? That's a fair gripe, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean...
No, I disagree. I don't think it's a fair gripe.
But I can't reply to those messages, can I?
But what am I meant to say?
Hee-hee.
Hee-hee, yeah, something a bit titillating like that.
It is weird when it's just a sexual comment, like... I don't know. I'm terrible at replying to things on Instagram anyway. I just don't know.
When people message you, I would bend over for you.
Yeah. I mean, my mum put 1 week. Yeah. But.
Jesus Christ.
But like, even like, you know, like the like thing where it's got the heart, I just find this is not part of my personality. Oh, heart. I heart that comment.
Right.
It's not part of my personality. My personality is like, yeah, whatever.
Sure.
But my point is, what do I reply?
But it's important to engage.
Yeah, I think you should reply with like, thanks so much, and please kind of like, subscribe, review, comment.
Would that not just really put them off? Because I don't want them to think I'm taking the piss out.
Really,
but I was talking to my mate about this, and so when that guy wrote, I would bend over for you, I wrote thanks. And I was speaking to my mate, being like, oh, I'm actually really nervous, I didn't want to upset him. And he was like, Jamie, why are you upset when you're worried about being impolite to someone who wrote that? It's like,
yeah,
and there's nothing wrong with writing, well, I don't know. So I mean, if you were a woman, that probably wouldn't be an acceptable thing to write.
No, I mean, it's fine.
If you feel fine, then I think it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
You're overthinking it.
Obviously, we would rather they said, this podcast is really funny.
Yeah. No, but I think actually,
out of this world.
I think if I order it in priority, the worst one is to say, Mark looks fit. Then it better would be to say you like the podcast. Then even better, start just doing comments saying you'd bend over for me. Brackets, good. Just Jamie. Please comment that on all reels.
Sorry, just for clarity, the worst by far would be Alfie looks fit. I'd bend over for Alfie. Yeah.
So I've had nothing.
We've both had nothing.
Well, that's, I mean...
But Jamie features in...
Yeah, like, I was going to say it's worse for you, Jamie.
Yeah, it's obviously worse than me.
You occasionally flash up, but... But,
I did notice someone wrote, like, this conversation is disgusting.
Like, there's also lots of people calling us out for being like bigots and stuff, but I didn't really want to get into that.
Really? If we're bigots,
no, someone said one of our clips was reinforcing gay stereotypes.
They've just heard that. I mean, they just put that out there.
But I mean, that, yeah. I get that.
And I was like, oh, why didn't you fuck off, you little Nancy boy?
Very good. Very
cut
good.
That out.
No, that's readable, mate.
No, cut that out. Cut that out.
That's staying right in.
No, I'll be able to cut.
Can you say it again? So it's no,
that's, that's a good joke. That's fine.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I get that a lot on yeah, reels that I do, because to be fair, that is what I am doing.
Really? But no, but you're just but you in that instance you were just talking about how you were getting rammed in the toilets, right?
So, yeah, it's like you,
so
it's, you,
that's not a stereotype, just being yourself.
You can, exactly, you know, you can talk about a,
yeah, that's what you do. It's not saying all gay men do that.
Yeah,
and there's nothing wrong with fulfilling stereotypes. This is the thing.
Yeah,
I've
exactly,
got lots of
yeah.
Indian stereotypes, which I would have been ashamed about, but now I embrace my sort of tightness and the fact
stereotypes.
I stink.
Everyone goes on stage and they talk about stereotypes.
Yeah, yeah,
when
exactly.
People talk about, oh, I'm autistic. The autistic stereotype thing now comes around, and everyone's autism is affected differently and stuff. Mm. So, like, people always do stereotypes.
Exactly. That was exactly my point.
It, yeah, you know. I think in order to, a lot of the time to make a joke, you have to assume a general point about a group of people, don't you, in order to bounce off it or undermine it, whatever.
But anyway, so that's my gripe. I don't really know how to respond, but my gripe is not really with Mark, it's with the audience. Please start being thirstier with me.
For Jamie.
Please.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's a good gripe.
Let's do your gripe now. Your
grape.
Let's do your gripe now, Mark.
My gripe is sort of returning to the core of the podcast, sort of dirty laundry housemate gripe.
Yeah.
And it's a gripe that you will be able to deflect if you answer this question correctly.
Oh, shit. Okay.
What day of the week are the bins on our road collected?
Ooh. Recycling or normal?
Right, well, that's embarrassing.
That was a trick question. I know they're on the same day. Tuesday?
Yes, it's Tuesday.
Come on. But I will also, I've never taken the bins out.
Right, well, that's the point of the gripe.
Yeah, bins. Fair.
Yeah, I lived here nearly a year. Not done them once.
Not done them once.
Yes, it might
when you say bins, do you mean taking from the bin in the kitchen to the bins and then the bins outside?
Well, it's a two-parter job, but in fairness, that second stage is wheeling it a yard.
Oh, I can do. Yeah. I live downstairs as well. That's the job for me.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll just do that going forward.
Yeah. Well, certainly something worth engaging in.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're nominating yourself.
I'll start
for
next
job.
Week. Yeah.
Well, they've already been done today, you moron.
Have they been taken back in already?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're really, it's like there to there. It's like 2 yards, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's what I mean. I could do that.
It's not a big job. It's just something that's...
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
And what bins like here in Hackney? They're good?
Very good.
Up here in Walthamstow. They're pretty good, yeah.
All right. Is that the only gripe then? Just him don't take the fucking bins out, like...
Well, it's just, you know, little and often.
Very 1950s housewife gripe, isn't it?
Well, that is the point of this podcast.
Reinforcing stereotypes about 1950s housewives there.
No, but Alfie, to be fair, even I'm on Mark's side with this. I've lived here for a year. Once taken the bin out. Like, that is as a piss take, isn't it?
It should be applauded somewhat.
That is insanity. Yeah.
How have you not accidentally done it?
Betty looks so cute. Though.
Yeah, she does look very sweet.
She loves you, Alfie.
Weird that she's,
Well, she knows that I'm a dog. In reality.
Oh, Betty.
She recognises a fellow canine.
She's like, how you got that human body?
A fellow total animal.
Okay, so the gripe is the bins versus Jamie's gripe of being forced to deal with sexual innuendo.
It's not... I'm sorry, I would bend over here. It's not an innuendo, is it? It's like, oh, what could he be suggesting there?
Well, maybe to get Betty out of her crate. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, I think we all agree that Mark's gripe is the strongest of all.
Yeah.
Of all.
Well, no, but my gripe's more with the listeners.
Yeah.
Right.
So, buck your ideas up, gang.
Buck your ideas. Look, maybe... I'll make a pledge. I'll take the bins out on Monday.
Monday evening.
And you write something.
But I'll tell you who probably could help you out in the comments. What was your friend Ishmael? Was it Ishmael?
Yeah, he's big up Ishmael.
The one who's big on Team Jamie.
Yeah.
Maybe drop him a DM.
Okay. Yeah. He'll listen. He can write something thirsty if he wants. He doesn't have to.
Good stuff.
All right, cool. I think all that's left to say, follow us on Instagram, please. You probably already do. But if you already do, maybe ask your friend to follow us on Instagram or something.
Yeah.
I'm at Jamie's a joke. He's at Mark Bittlestone, and he is at Alfie Evers.
Yeah. And send us some stuff to read out as well. Gripes.
It's the laziest mop-up we've ever done. It's just send us some stuff.
Yeah, remember to like, share, subscribe, review. That stuff's all very helpful, and see you next time.
Dirty Laundry.